Hello everyone, and welcome to 4-Minute Friday. This is Heather Talheimer. Today's episode is Failure is Your Freedom to Grow Uniquely Wise. Nobody invites failure, and yet ironically, social media is bursting with quotes on the value of failure. We often find ourselves caught in a divide between two potential outcomes, success and failure, and left with the question, do I dare fail? Perfectionists will likely advise us against the acceptance of failure. They typically fear scoring anything less than an A. But common sense tells us that our lives can't be perfect. Those of us brought up in religious homes may feel a lot of pressure to be perfect. We find it difficult to discern the line between striving to live in an ideal and dealing with the realities of life's journey. History and society are full of examples of individuals exhausted by the effort to keep up the appearance of perfection while struggling with the issues that drag them down. We're afraid to be real because of the never-ending pressure to be perfect. I met Tiger Woods and his family while staying at a hotel in the early days of his success as the world's premier golfer, and wondered at the toll it must take on him and his family to keep producing a winning game with no room for error. The trouble with pretending to be perfect is that it inhibits the possibility for real growth. But let's face it, nothing in the natural world grows to maturity without growing through a growth process. Why would we be any different? Yet we constantly put pressure on ourselves and others to be perfect from the get-go. This irrational expectation hurts us and the people we care about. How would our lives be different if we gave ourselves and others a little slack? We have all thought, I shouldn't have said that, or realized my insincerity hurt that person. But we find it hard to forgive ourselves and end up frustrated and angry. I've been watching Netflix's The Crown, which explores the life and times of Queen Elizabeth II. It's interesting to watch her grow and evolve as a monarch. She became queen at a young age and had to figure out so much by herself. Frequently, it seems, it was a painful journey that took a lot of forgiveness on her part and on the part of others, especially her husband. In one sense, that is everyone's journey. How do I live my life? How should I act? What's my purpose? Of course, we have mentors, friends, and family to guide us. But in the end, the tough decisions are up to us. In the course of figuring out who we are and what we should do, we make many mistakes. It's important to understand that mistakes will inevitably be made. In fact, this is often how we learn life's most valuable lessons. But you would never suspect that if you polled people about how they feel about failure. Too often the possible life lessons are lost in the guilt and the shame we feel. I read an interesting quote by Aldous Huxley the other day, which reminded me to let go of remorse about failure. He said, "Chronic remorse is a most undesirable sentiment. If you behaved badly, repent, make what amends you can, and address yourself to the task of behaving better next time. Rolling in muck is not how to get clean." I especially like that last line. I know I have needlessly spent way too much time rolling in muck. Everything grows through stages. It's a natural phenomenon. I realize I embrace it in some areas of my life, but not others. For example, I'm taking a strength training class and have to confront that I'm not flexible enough to do half the things my instructor can do. I understand it's a process and I'm quite patient with myself and the time it will take for me to reach her level. But I notice in other areas of my life, I'm not so forgiving. It's our job as we grow to figure stuff out. Nobody else can do it for you. Wisdom wouldn't be wisdom if we were given all the answers without effort, or everything was left in the hands of an all-knowing God. Wisdom comes from struggling to understand, to keep believing, to mature oneself, and to learn the best way. It's often accompanied by failure, which ironically can teach us the most. Skylar Grey summed it up well when she said, "Your personal life, your professional life, and your creative life are all intertwined." I went through a few very difficult years where I felt like a failure, but it was actually really important for me to go through that. Struggle for me is the most inspirational thing in the world at the end of the day, as long as you treat it that way. I thought, as long as you treat it that way. To ignore the reality of a growing period is to ignore a fundamental principle of the universe. Although it may be appealing to wish for everything to go perfectly in our lives without struggle and some failure along the way, we would never become the deeply wise, interesting, and truly loving people that we are destined to become. Thank you for listening. Go in today unafraid, ready to embrace the challenges you may find as you venture into your growth to wisdom. Have a great day.